Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Welcome back. I'm Jack Stewart with the latest in science, health and technology. And here's a great example of the point at which they intersect: psychology. After the attacks on the World Trade Center in New York in 2001, airport security was tightened up, and ever since, new measures have been introduced to try to keep passengers safe. But despite the checks, other would-be bombers have managed to evade security. Traditionally, security staff at airports assess which passengers pose a threat by asking them set questions and then watching them carefully to see how they behave. But this so-called suspicious signs method hasn't ever been tested systematically in the field. Rather surprised by this, two psychology professors, Coral Dando from Wolverhampton University and Tom Ormerod from Sussex University in the UK, set out to design a new method to detect deception amongst airline passengers. They've tried it out in several major airports around the world, and the results are shocking. Claudia Hammond met the researchers to find out more, and they even put her to the test. But first, Coral Dando explains how their new method works.
Essentially, we engage passengers in what appears to the passenger to be an informal conversation, which allows them to speak, because we know that words are carriers of deception, provides our screen security staff with the opportunity to listen and observe what the passengers are saying, and we teach them how to then pick up on information provided by the passenger and then to delve into or explore that information in more detail in order to test the veracity of the account.
And would you vary the sorts of questions you're asking people?
Yes, the procedure, it has a structure, a formula, if you will, but within that structure, screeners have the opportunity to develop their own questioning, which means that every time you go through the procedure, it's never the same.
Oh, so you can't learn how to do it as a passenger?
You can't reverse engineer it because it's just too different every time.
We've worked out a system of training them that gives them access to, I think it's 1.8 million different questions they could ask.
That's a lot.
Time.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Welcome back. I'm Jack Stewart with the latest in science, health and technology. And here's a great example of the point at which they intersect: psychology. After the attacks on the World Trade Center in New York in 2001, airport security was tightened up, and ever since, new measures have been introduced to try to keep passengers safe. But despite the checks, other would-be bombers have managed to evade security. Traditionally, security staff at airports assess which passengers pose a threat by asking them set questions and then watching them carefully to see how they behave. But this so-called suspicious signs method hasn't ever been tested systematically in the field. Rather surprised by this, two psychology professors, Coral Dando from Wolverhampton University and Tom Ormerod from Sussex University in the UK, set out to design a new method to detect deception amongst airline passengers. They've tried it out in several major airports around the world, and the results are shocking. Claudia Hammond met the researchers to find out more, and they even put her to the test. But first, Coral Dando explains how their new method works.
Essentially, we engage passengers in what appears to the passenger to be an informal conversation, which allows them to speak, because we know that words are carriers of deception, provides our screen security staff with the opportunity to listen and observe what the passengers are saying, and we teach them how to then pick up on information provided by the passenger and then to delve into or explore that information in more detail in order to test the veracity of the account.
And would you vary the sorts of questions you're asking people?
Yes, the procedure, it has a structure, a formula, if you will, but within that structure, screeners have the opportunity to develop their own questioning, which means that every time you go through the procedure, it's never the same.
Oh, so you can't learn how to do it as a passenger?
You can't reverse engineer it because it's just too different every time.
We've worked out a system of training them that gives them access to, I think it's 1.8 million different questions they could ask.
That's a lot.
Time.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.